Ever thought of getting rid of the $100 bill? What about the 500 euro note? The European Central Bank right now is talking about getting rid of the big note, which is a controversial move for some countries tied to the euro, especially Germany. Critics of the 500 euro note say it's the currency of choice for organized crime groups looking to use cash for drug trafficking, corruption, money laundering, even for terrorist activities. Some even call the 500 euro the Bin Laden. Meanwhile, supporters of the 500 note fear the move is a step toward getting rid of all cash transactions. Peter Sands is a former bank executive who's now a senior fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He wrote a report on why such high-dollar currency should be eliminated to make it tougher for criminals to transfer funds. And Peter Sands joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Hi.
Well, what's your evidence that these big bills do, in fact, fuel criminality and corruption and even terrorism? Do we have hard evidence of that?
I don't think it's right to say they necessarily fuel or encourage them. What high denomination notes are doing is making it easier for the criminals to do what they want to do. And by taking them away, you're simply making their lives harder. People underestimate how sort of heavy cash is. If you want to move $1 million, in $20 bills, it weighs 110 pounds. It's actually pretty hard for a single individual to carry surreptitiously 110 pounds. In 500 euro notes, it's less than 4 pounds.
There's been some strong pushback, especially from Germany. Why have the Germans been so strong in support of the big note?
It's funny that high denomination notes in almost every currency carry symbolism to people. And I think that is certainly true in Germany. You know, Germany's history with currency has had its ups and downs, from the sort of terrible disaster of the Weimar Republic to the Deutschmark being very much a symbol of the resurgence of Germany in the post-war era.
One of the main arguments is that restricting cash could force that money back into banks, which is, as we've seen in the past, not always as reliable or 100% reliable.
Well, for all the mistakes and gaps in the scrutiny and surveillance systems that banks have, at least they have some. The reality is we have no idea what's happening in the criminal flows of cash because cash is completely anonymous and leaves no transaction record.
And aren't there legitimate reasons for carrying 500 euro notes?
Look, there are some legitimate reasons. People like high denomination notes for giving gifts. They like it as emergency money when they're traveling. But you've got to trade that off against the fact that when we do seizures of drug trafficking or human traffickers, or you're looking at the way that terrorist organizations finance themselves, you will find that a very large percentage of what is going on is being driven by high denomination notes.
What about here in the U.S.? Is the Ben Franklin in any danger?
I think there should be a debate as to the level of issuance and the role of the $100 bill. There are about 30 $100 bills for every U.S. citizen. Yet the role they play in everyday life is extremely small. Around 5% of American adults have a $100 bill in their pocket at any one time. Yet somebody is holding those bills. And if you look at the data on seizures of drug cash, say, crossing the U.S.-Mexican border, the stuff that gets seized is almost invariably in $100 bills.
That's former banker Peter Sands. He's now a senior fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Peter, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Eric.